and a happy, happy Friday and opening day of the Stock Show to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate.
It's why we love tonight.
I love it.
He's ready.
He is on it. That just speaks for all of us.
It is the 16th day of the first month of 2026, 349 left to go. MLK Day is on Monday, so a three-day weekend for a lot of people, certainly the kids. 17 days until Groundhog Day, 29 until Valentine.
Aww.
Oh, okay.
Do you have your orders in? You
know, 29 more days of on the
wonderful
show.
Isn't it?
But then you have your blushing bride's birthday in between now and then, do we not? It's toward the end of the month, January 30th?
14 days away.
You want to ask, how do you remember these things? I just do.
And Oklahoma Christmas is this weekend. And the mother-in-law's birthday was yesterday. My dad's birthday is in February and March. And I need help.
We're here for you.
It is otherwise known as National Quinoa Day.
We just had some quinoa this week.
If quinoa walked up to me and said, "Hi, I'm Bob Quinoa," I would not know what the heck quinoa was.
It's got a whole protein involved in it. Lots of fiber.
Me. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Although it does sound like a carb, so maybe I am a little interested. I want all the carbs. It is Appreciate a Dragon Day. I think we do.
Yeah. Go, Khaleesi.
Certainly, if it wanted to. And if you know a dragon, it's also Quit Lying Day. So
be honest.
That wasn't a real dragon now, was it? Ted. It's National Fig Newton Day, which everybody lies and says they like.
No.
International Hot and Spicy Food Day. Is quinoa hot and or spicy?
No, it's not. And it's tougher and tougher to enjoy the hot and spicy foods as the calendar goes on. We can't eat what we used to. Seriously.
That's why Cracker Barrel is Cracker Barrel. Yeah. National Good Teen Day. National Nothing Day.
What?
Which was created to provide Americans with one national day of when they can just sit still without celebrating, observing, or honoring anything. Oops.
It's what Sorry. Love today.
It's very unfun. Yeah.
Well, we've already violated that one. But we're still in the spirit of it. On this date in history, things happened. It was 1939.
Than a speeding bullet.
Ooh.
Superman.
More powerful than a locomotive.
The comic strip.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Made its debut. That's right. He leaped in the early days. He couldn't fly quite yet. But he found his way.
When did he get his cape?
Just like Alpha. 1991, the White House announces the start of Operation Desert Storm. That was to get Iraq out of Kuwait.
That was a very big deal.
Real televised war. And Wolf Blitzer was born.
I remember,
happy birthday, Wolf Blitzer.
A guy I knew that was in the reserves at that time. He was listening to the radio. He's like, because we listen to the radio for all the news updates about this. It's like, they have 1 million ground troops in Iraq.
What's that?
We didn't know what was going on.
On this date, 1995. You okay?
No.
All right. On this date in 1995, UPN began broadcasting. It was shut down in 06 and it merged with the WB. WB to form the CW. Oh, yeah. They're owned by Viacom, though, CBS. Okay. On this date, and it's just one of the many wild, remarkable things of the life that was Jimmy Buffett. 1996, Jamaican authorities fire on Jimmy Buffett's seaplane because they thought it was a drug trafficker. U2's Bono was with Jimmy Buffett.
For crying
because
out loud.
Of course, neither were hurt in the incident, but man, I miss Jimmy Buffett. Holy cow. On this date in 2003, sadly, Space Shuttle Columbia, it lifted off on what would be its final mission. February 1st is when it returned and broke up over right here. On this date in 2004, also infamously, Michael Jackson pleads not guilty to all that stuff you can Google. 2009, let's change the narrative. Paul Blart, Mall Cop, debuted in theaters. There you go.
Go, Paul.
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
And on this date last year, we lost the great Bob Uecker. Just a bit outside.
Sad. Birthday time.
Oh, we got a birthday. Celebrate.
Happy birthday.
NFL, he's still playing. Quarterback Joe Flacco is 41. Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda is 46. Your kid knows who that is.
Yeah.
Model Kate Moss is 52.
She's making all the tabloids because every year they go on vacation down in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And sometimes she doesn't, they don't wear the clothes.
Breaking news!
Or maybe that's Heidi Klum. Sorry, Kate. Happy birthday.
Roy Jones Jr. is a boxer, 57. Singer Sade is 67.
6'7", yo. 6'7".
I knew that was going
to
happen.
I was told last night to leave that in 25, Mom.
Well, to cleanse your palate. Ooh. Sade this morning.
No need to ask.
Oh, my gosh.
Ready? No need to ask.
Wow. That might be the weirdest thing that's ever happened on this show.
Oh, I can make it weird. You're welcome.
Debbie Allen, 76. We're not even to Saturday. Tomorrow, Jake Paul is 29. Ray J is 45. Google that. Zoe Deschanel, bangless now, so she's unrecognizable, 46.
Oh, boy.
Maxim Chmerovsky, dancer with the stars, are 46. Kid Rock is 55 tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Ba with the ba. A dang a dang.
Dig it, dig it.
Jim Carrey is 64 tomorrow, and Mari Povich is 87. Wow. Susanna Hoffs of the Bengals is 67 tomorrow.
6'7".
And on. Kevin Costner, 71 on Sunday. There you go. That's I'm done.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.